She be getting down, y'all, backstage.
I'm like, oh, let me stop, let me stop.
Yeah, because this is the shortest intro in life, baby. That's why I just be sitting still, because, baby, you get caught out there like police.
You got to get hype. You got to get hype, man. You got to get hype. You can't be acting up like that. You got to get hype for the episode ready.
Yeah.
She be sitting at it like this right here, y'all.
Yeah. I'll be dancing in my head. Because, you know, I'm older now, so things ain't going to stop when you tell them to stop right away. You know, it'll take a while. It's like an old car. Like, you got to press on the brakes a little harder when it's a car is a little older.
Man, I hope everybody's enjoying this summer. You know, summers are summers for me. I don't do nothing.
Well, y'all down south, so we ain't summer yet. It ain't. I mean, it's June, but it's not summer. Like,
really?
To me, I feel like June, summer don't start until July because the kids, they stay in school until the end of June.
Girl, bye. They be kicking them kids out of school in April.
Yeah, no, we stay, I think the last day is the 20 something. Yeah, like after Juneteenth, that's like the last weeks of school. Yeah, so
bless
we stay
them,
in school
hearts.
in the June, yeah. Mm-hmm. But when do y'all go back?
I think it's still August, though. I think it's like, I think
see, we go back
August.
In September.
Oh,
yeah, we go back after Labor Day.
Must be nice.
So July and August is like summer. June is like, oh, we still in there. We smell it, but we can't touch it yet. Like,
I'm sorry about that.
It don't bother me, hell, because I ain't even in school, so it don't do me no never mind. Hey, keep them in there, okay?
You right. Ain't got nothing to do with it either. Yeah, see, it's crazy.
That's a damn problem.
Not a damn. Today, y'all, we always got to cut up before we get into the topic. Y'all
always,
y'all,
and it don't be, I'm telling y'all, I promise y'all, it don't be intentional. It's like every time, it just don't. It don't matter. We try to come on here and be professional, but then the shenanigans just kick in.
Right.
And we just got to go with it.
Just got to go with it. And the crazy part about it, we be having some serious topics, right? And we be playing. Like, today now, we playing now. Look what we talk about.
Prayer. Okay, come on here.
Talking about God, you know.
Jesus.
Is this what we pray
he
for?
Got a sense of humor too, child, because...
He don't be funny sometimes, though.
Sometimes, never. Never. Especially after today. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
God be
playing, I ain't laughing.
God
I ain't laughing.
Be playing, boy. You be playing. Okay. All right, I got you. All right, so you want me to do questions today? You know we always do this, y'all. We always get
you
up here,
back
right?
And forth.
All right,
listen, I'll do it. I'm feeling
No. I do it because I don't be liking to be the first one because you be coming with them banger answers after mine. I be done.
Not me. You know I'm Baptist. You Pentecostal. So
you call me Pentecostal, but you up here with the visuals and everything. And then next thing you know, we like 5 minutes
all right,
into
come on. This don't need to be no hour, 15-minute episode, because you know how
he do. She got to tell me I'm long-winded, y'all.
All right, so let me read the quote from my audio baby. So down at the bottom we have, we think we're waiting on God, but often is God waiting on us to become who the answer was always meant for.
Mm.
And the person who made that quote is unknown.
Yeah, they did that. They just left it. Like, what we doing? All right, so I'm gonna do the question. I'm running the questions. So, if God answered every prayer you ever whispered, would you even recognize the life you're living?
I'd be a whole train wreck because I'd be with that man. Okay, I'd been pregnant. I'd probably been on life after lockup. Girl, I'd have been I'm a hot mess now, but I would have been a hot, like little
seeds,
hot and ready pizza. Yeah, because that man, I whispered about, child, he ain't.
First 48 at his best, boy.
Nah, I wouldn't have been on first 48. He would have been. It would have been life after lockup because he done did something. And now I'm doing a bid and I'm you know putting money on his books, child. Man, that would have been a rough life. It would have been a rough life. life is life for now, but it would have been a rough life. You hear me?
God, listen. I done whispered a lot of, I done whispered a lot of prayers, man. Now, if God would answer a lot of them prayers, I probably would have been disappointed. I probably would have been with some people I didn't want to be with. I probably been doing things I ain't had no business doing. Like, you got to be careful when you ask God for something, because he might just give it to you.
He might, you know what that made me think of? You know how when you, I don't know if this ever happened to you, but for me, when you have a taste for something, right? And like, say, it always happened to me when I want like White Castle or something that I ain't supposed to eat. I have a taste for it. And me being me, I'm going to go get it because I got a taste for it. And the minute I finish eating that thing, I'm like,
it wasn't even worth it. It wasn't even worth it.
It was not worth it. Or you get sick. You done spent so much money. You got sick. You on a toilet. You can't digest it well. Okay. So I think of that as the same thing. Like, if we got everything we prayed for, we don't mess around and sit in a space where we like, I don't even want this for real.
But nah, but see, this is the thing. You know how women always, you know, God send me my husband. You know, God send me. You got to be particular and straightforward with God and real with God and say, look at homie. Send me somebody that has a job. Send me somebody that got a car. Send me somebody that's going to provide for me when I'm down, when I'm sick, when you got to put that, you got to put them details. You got to really, really draw that out for God and say what you really want, because if you don't, God going to send you that man, but then you got all this backlash to deal with. He ain't got no job.
Yeah, yeah. You have to be specific in prayer, because like you said, a lot of us say, God, send me a husband. We don't never say, send me my husband. We say, send me a husband. So we'll get a man who will marry us, but he ain't ready to be a husband. He ain't qualified to be a husband. He might not want to be a husband, or he's probably somebody else's husband.
Got that girl. You better talk it.
So at the end of the day, you got to be specific. And please stop saying, God, where's my Boaz? Because Boaz is dead. Okay? Boaz was for Ruth. Let me just tell y'all that right now. That makes my blood boil when I hear that. Like, God, where's my Boaz? Send me my Boaz. Boaz was not for you, boo. That's what's wrong with us now. We looking at stuff that ain't even for us. What if God got somebody better than Boaz for you? And you asking for Boaz? That's the bare minimum.
But look, sis, see, the problem is we sell ourselves short. We don't set standards for ourselves. And a lot of times we get tired of waiting on that person. And so what do? We settle. We settle for somebody and we feel like we can fix this. But he might not have a job now, but I'm going to do his resume and I'm going to apply for these jobs for him and he going to get a job. Or they think they can just fix his attitude. He might not like going out to eat. Well, you know, when he be with me, you know, I can get him to go out to eat with me. No, that's not how that works. You can't change people. People are already ready made when they come to you. Ain't nothing you could do about it until they say, you know what? It's time for me to change. Period.
Yeah, that's true. That's absolutely true.
Gotta stop being out here living crazy, man. So that brings me to the next question. Are we living in the very thing we once begged God for, but now take for granted?
Transparency, I could say I am, because I begged God to take me out of my previous situation and he did that. And now I feel like there are moments, not all the time, I do snap back where I am grateful, but I do feel like there are moments of neglect where I'm not as grateful, because you get so caught up in the day to day, you get so caught up in life, you know, and especially when life is life. And now I ask God to give me a job where I don't have to work weekends. Now I don't go to church. What's your excuse? You don't work weekends. What you doing? So it's like, once you get what you prayed for, you got to also pray, like you said, be specific and pray that God gives you the capacity to maintain it. Because at the end of the day, you can get it, but you can also lose it because you mishandled it. That's just like a relationship. Everybody, it's easy to get in one, but it's hard to maintain it.
Maintain it.
Ooh. And that's when they say, you know, what you did to keep her. And I hate when they just they are specifically talking about women, because you got to do the same with men. How you get them is also how you keep them. So if you do date nights for a man, if you do date nights or whatever, don't wait till you get married and be like, oh, she my wife now. I ain't got to take her out. Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do. If you made that man, if you made that man dinner, or you made him lunch for work or whatever, now he your husband, still make him, because it's harder now. Now he's your husband. So it's a deeper level of commitment. It's a deeper level of, okay, sacrifice. I got to go to work and provide now for this family as opposed to just myself. So you really have to pray for the mindset to maintain that, and the tools and the resources, and to surround you with people that's going to hold y'all accountable, because, baby, it's easy to get lost in translation, because you letting life is life.
Boy, when life put its hands on you and hang on to that neck a little bit and chokehold you, man, ain't nothing you can do about that. Sometimes you just gotta, like, okay, just let it choke you and take you which way it wanna take you. But I think when it comes down to, let's see. Now, I did pray for the weekends off. I'm a full-time podcaster, y'all.
Weekend. And the reason you why got I weeks off. Weeks. Days. Okay. Life. But ask her, do she use the weekends to be off, y'all? Ask her that question in the comments. Ask her, what do you do, Author Nikki Nicole?
If I could turn my camera off right now, y'all, I would, but that would be so unprofessional of me. So I'm just going to stay up here. I'm just going to stay up here, just walk through this fire. Listen, I asked for that, though, because I wanted to be able to go to church. That was my main thing. All my life, I've been working every single doggone weekend. Saturday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And the only time I would get it off is I requested it off, or shoot, that's it. If I requested it off, I never told an employer, you know what, I can only work Monday through Friday, or I can only work blah day. I never gave them no expectations when it came to my scheduling. I just worked when they wanted me to work. So I said, God, you know, I want to be able to go to church more.
And you know what's crazy now that you say that? We give so many things, other things, top priority than we do God. Like you just said, you didn't even give them a schedule, but we give God a schedule. We don't even put him on the schedule. How about
don't even
that?
Put him on the schedule. What you talking about?
Okay, so like as soon as I start to pray, I'm like, just go right to sleep.
Not, wait a minute. Don't do my homie like that.
Like, I mean, like, but see, if I do it throughout the day or whatever the case may be, it's better. But baby, let me try to do that before I go to sleep. And I'm tired. Now, when I get up in the middle of the night, okay, let me do it now. Cause I'm up. I got, you know, and that's probably why I can't get no sleep, because you know
wouldn't be able without praying. Do better. Dang. I got to raise you
to at least I go to bed. Okay. Let's talk about that. Okay. We're not gonna talk about my camera sleep. Off again, y'all. We're not going there. But yeah, so it's like we gotta be mindful of that too, because God is the actual source, and all the resources that we have and we maintain is because of him. And we always leave him out.
But you know, lately I've been big on time. And trying to compare time to money and time to other aspects of life. And I've been on this thing like, okay, if you get $100 a day and you got your bills to pay, you got things to pay, you're going to make sure you get paid that day, right? And you're going to make sure that you spend that money cautiously. So if you said that was time, you probably look at it a little bit differently. But we waste a lot of time doing stupid stuff. Like, seriously, we scrolling on Facebook, and we scrolling on TikTok, and we doing all these different things, but we're not investing in our time for our lives, and we're not even spending time with our families. We just let the days go by like, oh, it's always tomorrow. Yep. Or the alarm clock go off, and you're like, I hit the snooze button. Because if you like me, I hit that snooze button about 5 seconds.
Oh, I got, I don't hit the snooze button because I got three alarms. So it's
that
like,
too, though.
It's just different alarms. But when you said that, I thought about this movie and I can't. But I thought about this movie. I don't know if you've ever seen it. It's a movie by Eddie Murphy, and it's called A Thousand Words.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Oh, my God. I love that movie.
So that is underlying the same premise as you with the time, because once he knew his words were counted, he chose wisely. Yeah. So it's like we have to tap into the mindset of
good one, sis.
Everything that we have. We have to use wisely time, people, money, love, our bodies, everything that we are given. We have to use wisely because we don't know what the number is for that.
You don't.
We have a number for everything. God knows the number of hairs on our heads, and he also knows the numbers of capacity of love we have. He also knows the number of time we have. So we sitting here wasting time, and that it's like this little hourglass that I have. I keep right here. It's just going, and we just wasting. Like, we don't know how much of this we have left.
Sure don't.
And we spending it with this person and that person, or talking about this person and that person, or giving this person and this person more of our time than we're putting into ourselves, helping them build their businesses. And we have businesses on the inside of us. God has given us, he's impregnated us with purpose, and we just sitting here just wasting.
Playing games. I don't listen. 2025. Well, let me take that back a notch. 2024. Was the birth of Nicki Nicole at 45 years old. I ain't scared of nothing right now. You understand me? Ask me to do it. I'ma do it. Now, if it aligns with me, now let me correct that.
You ain't lying, because you out here singing and content creating, and you just doing it all. Honey.
I'm having fun, child.
You having fun. I love that for you. I do.
Listen, you gotta do that sometime though. Like, sometimes you got to spend some time with yourself. You really got to spend some time with yourself and get to know yourself. And sometimes you need to be in that solitude. People get on your nerves. Like,
no, you're not lying. And I think the older you get, the less patience you have.
But you know
that's
what?
Why they be like grumpy old men, and because they're older, that their patience is run. But people, especially now, I don't know what it is. Maybe something in the society or the culture. But people was just, or it could be a spiritual thing. When you know who you are, and you find out the amount of shenanigans you have entertained, it's like, yeah, no, we not going to do that no more. I'm over here trying to do this. So I can't have this in my, as you say, you know, my house, in my yard. I can't have this here. You're going to have to go behind the gate because I can't. Mm-mm.
It's gonna be locked. It's gonna have a deadbolt on it. A couple of different keys gonna have to open different levels of that. You're not getting in here. No. But you know what though? What about the people that been patient all their life? I have people used to tell me all the time, I got the patience of Job. I don't mind waiting on things, but now, child. Oh God. If I gotta wait on somebody to come pick me up, or if I gotta wait, period, on somebody, it irritates my soul. It irritates my soul. Like, I cannot deal with it no more. So if you're a patient person out there, you've been patient all your life, wait till you get a little bit older. Just keep living, boy. You're gonna be mad with everybody. Like, they make you wait, or you gotta wait on, so you can be mad.
But it's one thing to have patience for a specific purpose. And then there's another thing when you have to have patience dealing with imperfect people.
True.
So you can have patience when you know God is going to do a thing for you, because you know God is going to do a thing. So it's easy for you to sit in that patience. You, not me. That ain't the gift God gave me. I'm still working on my patience. He ain't done with
me
yet. I
knew she was going
to
say that.
Okay. So it's easy for you to do that. But when it's dealing with people, and you know these people have a capacity to procrastinate, they have a capacity, because your emergency is not everybody's priority. And that's what I had to learn. I could sit here and I could be going through a financial hardship, and this is an emergency for me.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all going to sleep good at night because this not your priority. You don't care. You might care, or you have a level of concern, but it's not to that capacity in which it is for me, I'm in a 24-hour situation, life or death, and you don't feel the need to help, maybe later, maybe a month from now. I don't need it a month from now. I need it right now, as you say, right now.
Right now.
So you have to, you know, be mindful of the difference. Patience is important. It is a virtue. But know when to have the patience and mm-hmm. when to speak up and say, listen, I need this right now.
But you know what? You know what I learned? People are going to be people, and you got to let people be people.
Yeah. Don't expect you from you out of them, because you're going to get disappointed every time.
Don't expect no more.
And you let them. That's why I love that reel that I posted about DMX. When people show you who they are, you believe them for who they are. You know, like, what's her name? Maya Angelou said that too. But the way he broke it down, I love that. Why would you trust the snake to not bite you?
Okay.
When you know they have fangs and you know that's what they do.
And they already bit you already. You still letting them in your space. Like,
It's like, that's not our job. It's God's job to wait on them to, you know, to embrace them with open arms. We ain't got enough time in the world for people to just get it together. I'm going to wait on you to get it together. I ain't got it.
They show you and you be like, nah, that's a lie. They not like that. It can't be like that.
Oh, my favorite that I love to use. I used to a lot. They didn't do that with me. Right? Oh, they didn't do it with me yet. Okay. Yeah. But they gonna do it. Oh, they gonna do it.
She love that, y'all. She's
They gonna do it. Okay.
They ain't do me like that.
They gonna do it. Okay.
So, it's coming.
Yeah.
All right, so you see how we get off track, y'all. We just be talking. We do this on everyday basis.
That's why I said we can't go through like several questions, because baby, we only need a good two or three. Because
that'd be your fault with them visuals. They ain't got nothing to do with me. I get the soapbox at the end, so that'd be you. You talking about I'm Pentecostal? Please, did we pray for growth but reject the process that came with it?
I would say so. That's like, okay, sorry, I can't
help
it.
Y'all. Visual.
That's like, okay, you asking God for a cake, right? God gonna give you, he not gonna give you a cake already made. He's gonna give you the ingredients to make the cake.
Facts.
So he's gonna give you the flour, he's gonna give you the eggs, he's gonna give you the oil, whatever it is that you do to make a cake. I don't make cake, so I don't know. But he's gonna give you the ingredients that it requires to make a cake. But people get mad at the ingredients, but you asked him for a cake. You didn't ask him for a ready-made cake. You asked him for the cake. So he's going to give it to you so you know how to do it. And you know how to continue to feed yourself, as opposed to giving you a cake and then you hungry again. So when you ask for growth, you have to know that growth, it comes with the process. It comes with pain. It comes with, you know, trials, testimony. It comes with some bruises, some scars.
Come
so
on,
that
Duna.
Way... So that way, you know, once you get to this place, oh, you can't shake me, because I done been through this and I done been through that. So now I'm good. Now I'm good. So that takes growth. Going through things, yeah, I needed that. That's what's up. Because that showed me who I am and that showed me who he is. So that way, we good to go. We set for life. You can't shake me now. I'm good.
Okay. And listen, I always say, you know what? Nobody couldn't walk in these 5.5 Jordans. Nobody.
Nice 5.5, y'all.
Don't get jealous.
Kid size, okay?
You ain't had to put my business out there like that now.
Child.
Golly.
Jealous.
Oh, out in the streets. Like, she don't mind putting my business in the streets.
That should be celebrated, okay? You could get multiple sneakers. How many kids you want, okay? Child,
okay.
I wish.
But nobody couldn't walk in these shoes. Like, I really believe they be leaning to the side with my shoes on.
We can't corns. Fit them. Literally.
Well, they couldn't fit them. Yeah, you're right. They couldn't fit them. They would have corns. They wouldn't be able to walk nowhere in these shoes. That's why I don't judge nobody else's story and compare it to my story. Because we don't know what that person did to get where they're going. We don't know what they didn't do to not get where they're going. So you can't judge nobody. Sis always be talking about, well, they did this, so I guess, what am I doing? I think I need to, no, you don't.
Child.
You right where you're supposed to be. You're right where you're supposed to be in your story, in your book. Don't judge your book, their book by your book. Y'all got different covers, right? So yeah. I mean,
just like the shoes.
Every day, y'all, she be tripping. So tell her, that's their book, their chapters in their book. Right now, you might be on chapter one. You know, they might be on chapter five. Who cares? Like, you don't worry about their destiny. You don't worry about where they're going. You might fly by them.
Might be a bestseller, baby.
Old boy might have five books. Who cares? You might fly by him and get 10.
Okay.
So you cannot compare and can read story.
Them eloquently. How about that? Pew, 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 pew.
Okay. So you cannot compare your journey to somebody else's journey, and people do it every day. But even now with relationships, they see a couple on Facebook and they're so happy. I see this
Child,
every day. I see this every day.
Right now. I'm gonna tell you right now. don't let them pictures fool you. Okay, because we're struggling over here. Don't let them pictures fool you. You know how long it took to get them pictures? That's just like, okay, because I love a good picture, right?
How many arguments it took to get there?
You know how many pictures I deleted to get that angle in that light, baby. Okay, so don't do that. You'll be messed up every time.
Messed up every time, believing everything you see. So you cannot compare your life to somebody else's life. You really don't know what's going on behind the scenes. And being the fact you don't know what's behind the scenes, you shouldn't compare yourself to them. They might have had to sleep with somebody to get a role or be a part of a movie or to get their book on the bestseller shelf. You don't know what they had to do. What kind of hoops they had to jump through. How many times they had to get on their knees. Or you don't know. Don't know.
And they might have something that they can't get rid of too because of that.
And you're not willing to do the things that they did. So that's why you cannot compare your journey to theirs. You can't. But see, it's a lot of things in my life that I went through that I didn't know all of this had to come with it. But at the same time, I was prepared for it because anything that you want in your life, you got to have something to work for. But the older I get, the more I trust God because I'm like, all right, God. No, I used to be like, come on, homie.
Take me off the strongest socialist, please. What are
we doing? Can you get me out this ring? I done got beat up too much. Mm-hmm. I put my gloves on when I went in there like you told me to. I dodged like you told me to. I tried to defend myself the best way I could. Can you take me out?
Yeah, but as you grow, now you know the fight is fixed. When you're young, you're looking at how many rounds you endure. But when you're old, you realize it doesn't matter the rounds because the outcome is I win.
But this is the thing, though. When he put you in that ring, he knew you was going to win when he put you in there. That's the reason why he put you in the ring to fight from the beginning.
Mm-hmm. And anybody he put you in the ring with, anybody, any person, any place, anything, he knows you can win against it. Because you won the last round, so you're going to win this round. And that's where we need to be. Like, that's what we have to understand, because just like he did it before, he's going to do it again. And you just got to remember, like we talked about with the video games, you got to remember all the things that you've learned along the way to help you get past it. Now, how long the rounds take is up to you.
Okay.
But the amount of rounds, he knows you're going to win every time.
Every time. But you know, it's hard to teach somebody to. I don't think you can teach a person to, I ain't gonna say believe in God. I teach a person to have faith in God that everything's gonna be okay. You can't teach people that. You have to go through it, through the storms. You really have to get in that ring and fight and withstand those storms in order for you to realize he got my back.
Yeah,
because you're gonna go in there like, I don't know about you.
You have to. It's easier when you have living examples.
Yes, yes.
Because when you are, you know, just like we're gonna talk about a blueprint, it's hard to trust something when you have not seen the evidence of it, or you're not looking for the evidence, because evidence is all around us. But if you're not diligently looking for the evidence of it, it's hard to trust that. But when you know, Now, people who've been in fights before, y'all been in fights before, y'all already know what y'all can and cannot do.
Mm-hmm.
For those who've never mm-hmm. been in a fight before, it's going to be a level, high level of anxiety because you don't know what to expect.
Okay.
But for those who do know how to fight, we're going to be like Gina in that episode when she tried to fight Miss Trinidad. Let me get take my earrings off because I know she's going to try to pull my earring. Let me put my hand in a ponytail because they try to let me get this good Vaseline because what you're not finna do is you're not finna scratch this face because that's the moneymaker. Okay. So you already know how to prepare when you walk into
okay.
a thing.
Okay. But see, that's the thing though. God has always been in the shadows. He been with us the whole time.
He's like the coach on in the back when they he in was the coaching fight.
Us. Yeah, the whole time. He was right there the whole time. But when see the thing about up, it,
he give you that water. Let's go. Let's do it again.
Just get back in there. Get back in there. Got your towel around your neck,
looking like Rocky every time.
You know what I'm saying? Get you queued up, ready again. But see, the problem is, we don't believe that he's there until we actually go through something and he pull us out of it.
We don't believe he's there until he actually pulls us out.
And that saves us.
While like a long time, not even in the midst of the process, it take us a while to be like, "Yo, he really got me. He really did." That's
that
why you
him.
Have to meditate on the word daily. You have to meditate. You have to pray, and you got to do these things daily, so you can understand what it is and who he is and all the things that he's done. Because if you just, man, I'll sit here and I'll listen to a song. I was thinking, I don't know what song it was. And when I tell you, I had a good old ugly cry because I was just sitting there and just thinking about, like, especially when they make the words repetitive, it's repetitive for a reason. So you can meditate on that verse or that particular word. And then you think about all the things. Because I used to wonder, and that was the thing for me. I used to always wonder what it was when I go to church and I see these people and I love music. So I see these people and they sing in a choir. And then they just sitting here and they just crying. And I'm like, what is it? How were they able to do that? And it's because they meditate on what God did and they have a relationship to understand what it's like to be loved and saved and all the things that they're talking about. And the people that's just sitting there watching, you have no idea until mm-hmm. it happens to you.
Mm-hmm.
And then right. that's when you're able to tap into that sensitivity enough for
yep.
it to show on the outside.
Now you can empathize with people because now you've been through it. You went through it. You got through it. But teaching people how to have faith of a mustard seed, as they say, that's hard. That was hard for me on my journey because you can say, okay, I know God got me, and you pray all you want to pray, and then you still know you need this money for this bill, and you don't see no way coming. Like, you, there's no cousin, there's no auntie, there's no uncle, there's nobody that's going to bail you out, right? Then out of nowhere, the money just shows up. Who was that?
Okay, so how about this? Working his job, working a daycare, and this is real, real, real life stuff. Working his daycare job took me for a loop. I knew good and doggone well I wasn't supposed to be there because I've worked enough jobs to understand what a toxic work environment is. I actually left the interview because I was like, nah, the pay is too, but I settled, right? Because I'm like, okay, well, maybe I can. So when I got in there, horrible, because I didn't trust me walking out was the answer. So it took me to work there a month in torture every single day. It was like anxiety every single day. I walked out. I said, I can't do it no more. Crying, doing all that stuff. Can't do it no more. So whatever I got to do. I kid you not. When I decided to walk out and say, okay, God, I'm going to trust you. Within that same week, my income tax came. And it held me over until, I kid you not, when the money got low, another job called me to start immediately. So I got paid the next following week. So when I tell you, you have to trust the process, you have to trust the mm-hmm. process because God don't play about you. He really don't.
But he wrote the story, right? He knows what you're going to go through before you go through it. But he tries to save you. But see, we're so hard-headed. And so he got to beat us. We got to get a beating now.
You got to burn your hand on the stove a couple of times in order to know it's hot.
He got like, you know what? All right, just like my son said, Nichols said, sometimes, you know, God allows the devil to deal with you. He'd be like, you know what? I've done all I can. Like, just like another parent. I've done all I can for him or her. So you know what? You take it for a minute. Show him something. You know, the devil was an angel one time too. So
that's like with parents when they take their kids to military school or something like that because they're having behavioral problems.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they have to let somebody else show them. You think your life is so bad. On the opposite side of me, it's worse. So go ahead, do this. Go ahead. And you need to learn this lesson. But I promise you, once you finish, you're going to run back home and be way more grateful.
Okay. Okay.
Shoot.
So, y'all, we be having so many questions in the episode, and I be sitting here looking like...
She be like, we're not
going to make it through this.
Three. Okay. Three to five, child.
So, this one says, are we, for the audio babies, as she says, are we disappointed because we expected God to answer differently or easier?
I wouldn't necessarily say I'm disappointed. Because I know that everything happens for a reason. Mm-hmm. But I did expect it to be easier. Okay? And that's because I'm spoiled. So I expected it to be easier. But oh, I man. Know the difficulty produces the passion, right?
Yeah.
The pressure produces the diamond. So everything that I'm doing, it's a lesson. Mm-hmm. To not just benefit me, but to benefit somebody else, or to kind of like, you know, our ancestors, they went through all of this stuff just so we can vote, just so we can walk and use water fountains if they have it, or, you know, lost go to school lives. with the other people. And, you know, like you said, lost lives. We couldn't even vote. I mean, we about to get back there, but
power in the tongue.
We couldn't vote at a particular time. So it's like, I'm pretty sure they would have liked it to have been easier, but everything that they endured, the difficulty that they endured, has made it easier for us. And these are the things that we take for granted every day.
You better speak on it.
You could cut this light on. This light bulb was made by who? That peanut butter you eating was made by who? You know how many trial and errors they had to do for you to have a good PB&J sandwich? You could just get up in the middle of the night and make you a sandwich with ease. And this person had to lose sleep, blood, sweat, and tears to try to figure out how to make this peanut butter this consistency.
You better come on through. You better come on through.
So what we're enduring, we have to remember that it's not just for us. We might not even ever see it. But you put it out, the stuff we put out, that's why I be passionate about intention and podcasting, because what we put out, we might not see the fruit of this episode, but our babies, you know, the little ones, the baby babies, they might see this, because social media about to go, technology about to go way more advanced than what we've ever known. So they might get this and be like, wow. Have a revelation and change the world in an amazing way because of something that we put out. So you got to be careful.
You're right. I ain't gonna say that. Let me see. I'm not gonna say that I was disappointed, you know, because I expected, you know, differently from God when I prayed for something, or I ain't gonna even say I expected it to be easier, because all my life. All my life I had to work. So my mom raised me on the principles of you work for what you know. Dang, I'm about to mess it up, mom. I'm gonna get it right. You have to work for everything you get.
You get what you work for, yeah.
And I had to work. And anybody that knows me, really know me, I've been working since I was 14 years old. Like, mom didn't play that. I had to provide. And then I had my first child at 16. So I really had to work. So at the end of the day, everything that I got in my life, I worked for. So I never looked at things to be easier. Of course, I would love to have been easier and somebody just put a silver spoon in my mouth. You know, I just woke up and was rich, you know, was came into the world, you know, and was rich. But I was born with a wooden spoon, as I like to say all the time. And I made the best of that wooden spoon that my mother fed me from. She fed wisdom. She fed me wisdom from that spoon. She fed me strength from that spoon. She fed me resilience from that spoon. She fed me so much things that I've learned over the years. So many things she's told me. Treat people good. They'll treat you good. Treat everybody the way you want to be treated. All of these things that she's instilled in me came from that wooden spoon. Yeah. I didn't have to have a silver spoon. My wooden spoon is still worth something today.
Yeah, you appreciate it more. So that's just like people who get businesses. If you are a part of a franchise or your family has a business and you turn it over to your kid, 9 times out of 10, he's an a-hole because he's a boss and it was inherited to him. Mm-hmm. He doesn't properly take care or understand the business aspect because it was given to him. But somebody that started at the bottom and had to go to school and deal with experience and work the long hours or whatever, and they got that promotion, they take it more seriously when they get to the top as opposed to somebody who was just placed there.
So for the audio babies, y'all, hey, I be doing this now. I be like, hey, for the audio babies, because
I love my audio babies. I'm an audio girl for life.
Since you can't see it on the screen, have our prayers changed, or have we changed since we prayed for them?
I think for me, it's both. I've definitely changed because the posture and how I pray and when I pray and what I pray for has changed. And my prayers have also changed because they have gotten more specific. So I pray for things that are intentionally for me and what God's will is, because obviously my will ain't good for me. So I pray that my will starts to align with His will so we can all work together, because ain't nobody trying to struggle in their 40s, man. Like I think it's, for me, it's both. I've changed how I pray has changed, and what I pray, the specifics of my prayers have changed.
Well, I always pray to God, you know, I know you ain't supposed to be praying for, you know, gambling and stuff, but I say, you know, God, I need to hit the lottery just one time, right? But see, God knows what He's doing, because the way my heart was set up when I was praying that prayer, child, I'd have been like Oprah. You get a new BMW.
You would have been broke.
Broke in one day.
So now you got to pray for, I want that $1 million, but allow me to receive it when I'm surrounded by the people who are my appreciative of it.
But you know what? God has removed so many people from my life. He's dropped some people in my life and He's taken them away. He's like, wait a minute, what you doing? That's not it. Everybody's your friend. I done told you that. I'm going to thump you. You know how the ushers in the church will come when you acting up and they pinch you. They come and pinch you.
Oh, I wish somebody.
Or your mama would pinch you because you acting up. Or you chewing gum in church and the usher coming.
Oh, don't do that. Especially if you're in a choir stand. Don't you do that.
That's how I feel.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. That's disgusting.
When I was acting up like that and I would be making all these reckless decisions with people, God would come right there. Hand it to me. You know I was trying to get you somewhere. You was almost ready for that $1 million, but you had to go get a new friend. So I really believe that the things I pray for, now the prayer is different. Lord, you know, just send me financial stability and to be able to help people from that overflow of that financial stability that I love. You have to be very detailed with God. You got to tell Him, listen, I need A, B, and C. And I want A, B, and C to have this. You got to have subtitles to the A, the B, the C, and the D. When you get older, it starts to get more detailed, more real, because you, like you said, who wants to be in their 40s struggling? I'm 45 and still trying to figure things out, y'all. I'm just going to be real.
Because you could win $1 million and then be gone. Because you didn't know how to be a good steward over it into what to invest it in. Exactly. So that's why you have to be prepared now to be a good steward over what you have and learn how to invest money to set you up. So when you do get it, okay, I know I can't do, I'm not going to Amazon. I'm not going to Walmart. Let me invest this into stocks and let me invest this into liquid.
Let me get my business off the ground.
Let me get my, okay.
Let me put some money in the bank for a trust fund for the kids for, you know, my death, because funerals are expensive. If you don't have life insurance, then you got to think about that kind of stuff too. Well, let me put this away because my casket by itself gonna cost $10,000.
Yeah, we're too old to be doing GoFundMes.
We got time for that. Gotta be selling no plates and stuff. Just so I can be cremated. Let's be real.
Yeah, because that's exactly what's gonna happen. You're gonna be cremated because ain't nobody burying you. It costs way too much. And who's to say them ashes are you? Oh, we not check. Okay.
We don't do next. Don't do it now. Don't. We're gonna get off down right there.
Sitting here with Uncle Jimmy in my living room, and ain't even him.
Oh my God.
It's somebody else's uncle.
I'm not doing this with you. So how many more questions you think we got time for? Because
we gotta bust it.
I gotta make this a good one. Let's see. I had about two, man.
She be trying to make these episodes an hour. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you about her while she's looking for a question. When I first met Author Nikki Nicole, she was doing episodes 30 minutes on her podcast, right? So then she get on other podcasts, and then we sitting up here for hours. So I don't do hour episodes because it make my butt hurt. Now, here we are a whole year later. She just sit here, just a kick in and a caw-cawing for an hour and 15 minutes. I'm like, we got to do a half an hour. Nah, we gonna just get, okay.
I mean, y'all set the standard. So y'all raised the bar. Then I came around and I joined. Now
but
y'all
you told us that the people's attention span is only 30 minutes.
On Breaking the Silence.
Oh, okay. Well, listen. It is what it is.
Thank God
for growth. We have transformed from 30 minutes to an hour and 15. Won't he do it?
God. She get up here and be talking, man. I can't help it. Like, I be looking at time, be like, dang, we about at 30. She's still Pentecostal.
And this was about some, So my next question, I'm like, yo, we on 28 minutes. Child, how we gonna
don't
do this?
Don't we try to make it be like it's me? I can't. Yo, I can't. Y'all see what I put up with?
So I got a tiebreaker.
So I got you tell me what we should answer. Okay. Do we only recognize answered prayers when they look like blessings? That's a good one. Or are we walking in what we pray for but no longer appreciate it? And last one is, what lessons came with the blessing that no one wonders about?
Say the first one again.
First one was, do we only recognize answered prayers when they look like blessings?
That one.
Okay. She picked it, y'all.
I think we do, because rejection is an answered prayer, but it don't look like a blessing. So, like, if we say, for example, you're trying to talk to somebody. God know this person ain't no good for you. And you just keep trying to talk to this person, and the person reject you. But you ask God to send you a husband. You ask God to send you a wife. God knows this person is not your husband or your wife.
But you stayed trying to make him.
It was rejection, so it wasn't technically an answer prayer because it didn't align with what you asked for, but it did align with what you asked for. Now, the person accepting you and not rejecting you and then turned out to be an a-hole, you'll think it's a blessing because y'all went out on dates. You probably even got engaged. You probably even got married. So you'll think it's a blessing, but baby. Right. You got to really be specific in prayer and understand that rejection is God's protection. So if it ain't in your lap, it's not for you.
Okay. Okay. But you know what? I think people praise God when things are going good in their lives. If God made it possible for them to get a billion, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Mm-hmm. But then soon as you go broke, that money is gone, no longer there, because you didn't humble yourself. Because when you got that billion, you started acting Hollywood. Mm-hmm. Now God said, all right, so I'm going to take you through a Job experience since you want to act Hollywood. Now you back down again, and you think God has forsaken you now. No, you thank him right then too. Thank you, God, for these moments of struggle. Thank you, God, for humbling me back where I was. So now when I get to that place where I want to be or need to be, now I can be better with having that $1 billion. I can help people and not be so arrogant.
Yeah.
So you gotta appreciate the fact that the good and the bad work together for the good of you.
Yeah. But
when we up, thank you, Jesus. And then next thing you know, we don't know him. We're not even tied. We didn't give him 10% of that money.
Yeah.
Like, let's just be real here. Like, this is real life.
Because that happened to me. That happened to me when I lost my car. And I had to start traveling on a bus. And I'm like, yo. I was able to leave my house 7 o'clock to get to work at 8. Now I got to get up at 4 a.m. to take multiple buses, to drop little man off to school, to do this, to do that. It's like you have to be humbled to the point where you understand you don't have to have anything.
Nothing.
You are given this, so be grateful. Mm-hmm. Like, now you have, okay, you take for granted the daily things that you have in life. So when I wake up in the morning, I thank God for the access to my limbs and the ability to have my senses, because there's people that can't hear. There's people that can't see. There's people that can't taste. People can't feed themselves or clothe themselves or see their children or whatever the case may be. Everything that you're given, you don't have to have.
No.
So when I was going through getting on a bus, I started to appreciate hearing the birds chirping in the morning. Mm-hmm. Looking at the sun, being able to see the sun rise and the sunset. And then I said, oh man, as much as I'm paying for in the Uber one way, that's a whole week's worth of gas. So I can't complain if I got to go somewhere and take somebody somewhere or drive 30 minutes. I'll drive 30 minutes for a job now, because that'd be a whole 2-hour ride, switching buses and rain, snow, and all kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it does. He will humble you. So you have to really, really be mindful.
Or it could be the other way around. You pray to God and ask God to send you that financial blessing, or send you that person that you know, your husband or your wife. And then it finally happens, and then you forget God even blessed you. You forgot. You forgot who got you to this point of giving you what you asked for. So it can go both ways. Would you like
to? And you know what? You don't know what it will require when you have said thing, like your husband, your wife. People always want a husband and a wife, but you don't understand the sacrifice it takes to be married, the selflessness. You go to an altar, supposedly. When you go to an altar biblically, they went to an altar to sacrifice a thing, an animal, whatever. When you're walking down that altar, you are making a physical declaration that you are sacrificing yourself for the good of the unit. God, you, your spouse. You are making that declaration that you're sacrificing yourself for the good of the team. You cannot go into a marriage and be selfish. You have to be selfless. Because it's going to require compromise. It's going to require you to grow up. It's going to require you to get out your feelings and understand. And it's not just about you. You might be tired, but this other person had a real bad day at work. So you got to put past your feelings sometimes and think about somebody else. You might have to work two jobs because this person is sick now. Or whatever the case may be, you got to push past you feeling tired, because it's for the good of the family. So you got to really be careful what you ask and what you pray for, because you don't know what's going to be required on the other side. So while you're praying for a thing, you better pray for the mentality to maintain it.
That part. But you know, that's a whole nother episode for a whole nother day, because that can get deeper than people don't know what they be signing up for.
Look at us with podcasting. People think you just press play. No, you don't. And that's just so, child, that's so long.
I'll tell them curse at me one more time.
Wait till you do guess, baby. And then especially if you on Author Nikki Nicole status with these visuals and whatnot, you ain't getting no sleep. Y'all already
look,
know.
Y'all, I'm
audio, so you know I get my sleep.
Look, y'all. She be saying good morning. I be saying good night.
Good night. Like, 6 o'clock in the morning. I be like, good morning. Says she like, good night. I'm like, this girl done stayed up again. Yo. But you could tell because of how you present your audio, you know, your visual and what you put out. You could tell that I go to sleep because I'm just audio, baby. Like, I'm not going to.
You know,
listen.
She big time over here, y'all. I don't know why she plays so much.
I'm trying to tell you.
She big time, y'all. Don't let her.
She ain't me, and I ain't her. I'll make sure you can hear me, baby, but she gonna make sure you can see us.
You know what? I ain't still, yo. Let me tell you something. She big time. Don't believe me. She big time. I don't know why she be trying to downsize or something like that right now. Anyway, because she got me on for my audio babies.
Yeah, because I love my audio.
She teaching like, me.
You gotta appeal to the audiences now.
I'm done. But y'all, it looks like we coming to the end of this episode. We didn't get where we wanted to be because she Pentecostal. You know, I try to tell her to keep it short, you know. But
yeah, all right.
But I hope that y'all have enjoyed this episode. I hope that something we said resonated with you. And I hope that you're not just praying for the moment. Pray because this is something you need to do. This is something you want to do. And when you pray to God, you make sure we done told you this now. Don't say that we didn't tell you. Make sure you are specific about what you want in your life or what you want God to do. Because sometimes when we say, God, reveal it to me, He will, sometimes immediately.
Child. Be prepared. Are you sure?
You want to know everything.
This is what you want. Okay.
All right, so I'm going to put it out there for you. Now you're over here crying, snotty nose, everything, because He revealed everything for you.
Child.
So sometimes you got to be careful what you ask God for, too. So if you don't learn anything else from this episode, just know that unanswered prayers to God are always going to be answered. It's just on God's timing. Everything's on God's timing. He might say you don't need it right now. You might not. This might not be the time in your season for that particular thing that you want. You might not be mentally ready for that. Because some people get fame and it blows.
Yeah.
They weren't ready for it. Yeah. So just trust the process and trust that God is going to bring you out of what you're going through. And God's going to take you to where you're supposed to be. Period. In a nutshell.
Yeah. That's just like that when I was telling you about my son. And how he be stalking me. He be like, I want pancakes, mommy. I want pancakes. I want pancakes.
Leave my
so I'm sitting
alone.
Here and I'm making the pancakes. Is it ready yet? Is it ready yet? Is it ready yet? If I give it to you when you ask me, it's not ready. It can make you sick. I have to give it to you when it's ready. Mm-hmm. And that's the same way God works. He gives it to us when it's ready, not when we ask for it. It might not be in the same time frame. Because if we get it when we ask for it, it might make us sick.
Okay.
It might put us in the ground. It might get us in a position or give us something that we can't get rid of. So trust that when He gives you a thing, He gives it to you in the right timing because you need it and it's ready. And stop going to Him only when you need something.
Oh my God,
go to Him and thank Him for everything because you didn't have to have it in the first place.
Golly.
But you know. As always, we here healing hearts and inspiring change.
Later, y'all.